Hey there, boy. Oh, you must be so excited. I know you've waited a long time for this, but Daddy Hog's here now. Won't be long and we're gonna have you properly trained. Make you into the nice, fat, dumb pig that you deserve to be. But before that, we're gonna take a bit of time to relax and make sure my boy is in the right headspace. If you've got any beer or weed with you, you should make sure that you're definitely having a good drink and a good smoke right now. That's it, good boy. Now we're going to take a few deep breaths together. Deep breath in. Hold it. Hold it and out. And one more. Deep breath in and hold it. And deep breath out. Let all that tension, muscle strain, just let it all go. Gonna tense our arms, tense our legs, just tense our whole body for a few seconds. And when I say, you're gonna grip every muscle, every fiber of your being, you're gonna make it as tense and as strong as you can. One, two, three, tense. As hard as you can, boy. You've got it. You're going to make yourself all big and tired, strong and tense as you can be, and relax. Let it all go. There, doesn't that feel better? Don't you feel better, boy? I think you do. You look more relaxed. Just another deep breath in. Hold it for a second. Hold it. You can do it. And out. Oh, you're such a good boy. I bet you're already feeling like a good boy, and you know that you're a good boy because I'm calling you a good boy. So you know it must be true because Dad's saying it. And Dad doesn't lie. I don't lie. What I say is the truth. You know that. I know that. But it must be hard when you're so relaxed. Your mind is just doing everything it can to just switch off, and all those thoughts and feelings getting tangled together all the time. It's time to just let go. Let all that stress and mental fatigue just drain away like water. Like you stood in the shower and it's running over your body, running over your shoulders, down your neck, down your arms and your back. All just draining away, like taking every ounce of stress with it. Just dripping down your ass, over your balls, down your legs, the insides of your fucking thighs. Oh, so good. You must feel amazing. Just the last of it dripping over the knees. Draining out the bottom of your feet, the tips of your toes. Oh, one deep breath and it's all gone. Good boy. So relaxed, so calm. It's almost hard not to just grunt and let out little burps. Because you're so relaxed, just such a good boy. You can't help it. When your mind is this switched off, you might find yourself twitching, waking up for a second and grabbing a beer or a smoke. But that's okay, because you're just a good boy. You're just doing as you're told. Because I know, and you know, that doing everything I say and obeying every word is what you need to do, because what you're made for. Good boys know to behave. Good pigs know exactly how to behave. Oh, it must be so good. Oh, you can just feel it. That slight excitement building inside you. Just at the base of your balls. You must already be pretty horny, but fuck, you can just feel it now. My voice digging into your brain, making its little home right in the middle. I'm just reaching out and pulling on a few wires, seeing what they do. Oh my god, you must just... Oh, you must be so hard now. My special boy, my special pig. And I think you're nice and relaxed enough now to sleep, to go under, to become less for me, for your dad. You're not a boy, you're a pig, and you're going to sleep and become better because it's what I want. Because becoming better for me means becoming worse for you. You know that. You know exactly what it means, because being a good pig means obeying. It means being fat. It means being a slob. Oh, I can feel that dick throbbing. Fuck, boy. You must be so hard. If you're not touching yourself already, then you should be. You should be rubbing yourself, listening to my voice as it controls you and digs into your brain and takes over your life. Fuck, pig, we're going to make you so destroyed. We're going to ruin you. And I'm going to fucking love it. Oh, boy. Do you feel that? My voice just pouring into your brain. I bet you couldn't move an arm. Go on, try. We'll try on three. And for every time you try to lift, every muscle that you try to engage, you're just going to find your body heavy and thick. Because pigs don't move, pigs don't want to move. Pigs obey and lay, and they are lazy. Oh, they don't follow instructions unless they make them worse. So, let's see if we can lift that heavy arm. But you won't be able to. Let's go on three. One, two, three. Oh, try. You can try. You managing it? Anything? Is that even a twitch? God, fuck, you're pathetic. You can't even move. God, and every second that you just lay dead still, you know it's too late, that you're already deep, deep under my control now, boy. Fuck, pig, it's too late for you. We're going to enjoy ruining that brain. You must be thinking about it already. Desperate to just eat, become fat. Burp as loud as you want, fam. We're going to make it so easy to just let go. Fuck. How hard is that dick? I bet it's twitching. Rubbing it up and down slowly. Not because you want to, but because I am telling you to do it. Oh, I bet those clothes stink. If you're wearing any. If you're not, they better be piled up on the floor. You don't need clean clothes. Pigs don't really wear clothes at all. But if you've got a, then I suppose you better wear your dirty ones. Washing clothes ain't for pigs. Your clothes need to show everyone so that when people look at you, they know that you're not a person. They know that you're not a real human man. They'll know that you're a pig just by looking at the stains on your t-shirt from the stink that they can smell when you walk past them. Fuck. If you're lucky, you won't piss yourself in public. Little dribbles dripping out your dick. And you're like, fuck, I don't even know what to do, man. Just sat there going, oh, I can't control it because I'm just such a dumb fucking animal. Fuck. Soon your place, your flat, your house, wherever you live, your room, it's gonna stink. We're gonna make sure there's clothes all over the floor. You got bins? Might make you empty them. Not into the garbage, but on the floor, in your bed. Maybe that ashtray, which you've probably got, because, come on, you're a pig. You've got to be smoking. That ashtray? Maybe you should lick a finger, dip it in the ashtray, and just smear that over yourself. Better still, take the whole ashtray and just pour that on yourself. Rub it onto that belly. Know that that stink is the stink of a real pig. Oh my God, look at you. You're so pathetic. The fact that this turns you on, boy. You really are just an animal. I thought at the start of this, maybe there was hope for you, but now I see that that's just not gonna happen. Oh, you're gonna reek of fags and your old clothes. Last night's kebab, man. Beer, weed. Oh, your whole place is just gonna fucking stink. It's gonna stink like stale chips, like kebabs, old cigarettes. You're gonna drop crumbs everywhere, grinding them into the ground with your feet and your socks as they just get nasty and ripe. If you spill something, you don't wipe it up. You smear it on yourself like you just don't care. You burp as loud as you want, fam. It's gonna echo around that fucking room. God, you're gonna leave cups on the side until they get that little crusty ring around the bottom? Proper nasty. You don't care. It's not just about you, pig. It's about your environment. It's about how you look and how you behave, how you stink, and how when people walk into your flat or your room, they're just gonna hold their nose and go, what the fuck, fam? This place reeks. What the fuck is wrong with you? And you're gonna be sat there just going, I don't fucking know. I don't notice, mate. And they're gonna just fucking judge you so bad. You might not even notice that they're judging you, but you'll get hard, because that's what pigs do. Pigs get hard when they are getting worse. Oh, you're gonna make me such a proud dad, boy. I'm a good, good dad to good, good boys. And you're a good boy. Maybe it's time for a little bit of time for you. Time to indulge, because pigs don't indulge enough. You need to be eating or smoking or drinking pretty much 24/7, so that you're burping and farting and making sure that you're leaving an impression on the things around you. Not just your room, your clothes, your friends, but when you touch something, there should be little black marks on it where you don't wash. Yeah, that's right, boy. Pigs don't wash. You don't go near water. You don't touch water. Unless you have to drink. Like, beer has water in it. But you don't wash. If you see more than, like, a cup of water in one place, you can't even look at it. It makes you anxious. Like, you get feeling rain or water on your skin, fuck, it's disgusting. The way normal people feel about rolling around in dirt is how you feel about fucking clean water being anywhere near you. Oh, fuck. I mean, look at yourself. Seriously, bro. Look at the state of you. You roll out of bed looking like you've been dragged through a fucking bin. You don't even care. You're gonna wear the same clothes day in and day out just because I, Dad Pig, have told you to. You're gonna stink of sweat. God, and you're gonna be proud of it. You're gonna wear this stink and you're gonna wear these nasty clothes 24/7. I think you should sleep in them. You want to sleep in them. Your flat, don't even get me started. You live in filth. You act like it's normal. Rubbish everywhere. Leftovers scattered on the floor. You are an ashtray. God, you're just going to be so addicted to this as well. You're going to be addicted to Dad's voice. To smoking. To beer. Fuck. Just scratching yourself on the sofa. You just sit there all day, slouching, farting, burping, because that's like your whole personality now. You don't need to answer the door or have any friends. They don't want to see this fucking disaster zone that is your life. They just laugh at you anyway, pig. You got paperwork? I don't fucking think so. It's everywhere. It's on the floor. You can't find it. You miss appointments. You can't organize your own fucking life. You grab whatever food is easiest, leaving it everywhere, wrappers on the floor, tucked under your balls. Oh, fuck, just crumbs and bits of bread and dinner and pasta and sweets, whatever you're eating, it's fucking all over you. And you don't wash it off, it gets caught in your beard. God. And the fact that it makes you hard is just funny. Fuck your pathetic pig. God, it's just chaos and it just follows you everywhere. It's part of your fucking identity, pig. You don't tidy, you don't clean, you don't sort anything. You just sit there in the middle of your mess because you've given up on being a functioning human being. You're a pig. And that's all you're going to be from now on because I tell you to be a pig. Because you want to be a pig, because you are a pig. Other people would think that, like, it's humiliating, but you don't. You think it's hot. That disgust, that social shame of being a drunk fucking slob. A weed-addicted fuckface. That lifestyle shaming? Nah. Now, for you, that is pride. That makes you a happy pig. Being able to be a better pig, being worse for me, for you, that is all you want. That's all you need. That dick is just going to disappear. Your belly is going to expand and grow and swallow every part of you that you recognize. You're going to lose your neck, your face. Even your fingers are just going to get so fucking fat and podgy. You're going to struggle to type. You're going to struggle to just operate regular buttons. You'll get clumsier as your belly gets in the way. All of these things are just from getting fatter. But they'll help. They'll help you get lazy. They'll help you stop moving. Because as you get bigger, you'll get lazier. Moving will become harder. You're just going to become fatter and bigger, and it's never going to stop. Fuck. You don't even know what to do with yourself. Not anymore. Oh, fuck. You're so hard. Oh my God, look at you. Maybe you just need to lay there for a bit and wallow in that self-pity. Sniffing your pits, burping out loud. I bet you can't even fucking stop yourself. In fact, maybe I'm not going to let you. Maybe from now on, if you need to burp, you will burp. Those muscles that stop it, that used to let you work with it, and hold it in, they don't work anymore. They don't work. You feel a little gas bubble, you almost force it out. You chug beer and Coke and soda just because it makes you feel bloated, and then 2 minutes later, you'll be halfway through a sentence talking to someone and you'll just burp in their fucking face. You'll barely notice, because pigs don't notice. Oh, psychologically, you're going to be so destroyed. Oh, I'm sorry, boy. I'm sorry, pig. Psychologically is a pretty big word. What I meant is your dumb fucking brain. That's what I meant. Oh. How hard are you, boy? Oh, that little pig dick getting swallowed up by that fat pad. Those little pig balls, I bet they're full of cum, but fuck. You can only get off if you're sniffing your pits. You can only get hard if you're listening to my voice and being a good fucking slob. If you're eating and smoking and ingesting toxic alcohol and smoking drugs. Oh, fuck. I bet you want to come, but you can't, because you're just laying there. And when you wake up in a minute, you're not going to come either. You're going to play with yourself, you're going to yank your balls, play with your nipples, scratch your pits like a fucking animal. But you're going to lay there, dopey as fuck, because I like you, dopey as fuck. You want to be this way, because it's what you are now. Oh, fuck. Oh, let's spark up together. Let's chug together. Oh, fuck, boy. You're such a good pig for Dad. Dad's so proud of you. You're such a good fucking pig. This British boy. Oh, fuck. This lovely fucking boy. You're going to be so fucking fat. Dad's going to make you so big, and I'm going to be so proud of you when you message, playing with your gut, fiddling with your little pig dick so hard, and just stuffing your face, chugging beer, making yourself worse, because there's only worse. You can only get worse. It's what you need. Being worse makes you better. Oh boy, we're gonna have so much fun. You play with your dick, sniff your pits, get fat, get worse, do it now. Fuck.